Welcome to the Apawa Baptist Podcast. If you'd like to find out more about our church, visit us on any Sunday or online at opawa.org.nz.
The verse for today is Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do good things He planned for us long ago. It's normally translated workmanship. And I did a bit of a trawl through the various ways it's translated. Creative work sometimes, handiwork, poetry I thought was rather neat. But I do like masterpiece. You're a masterpiece. So am I. Sort of. Wouldn't have thought myself as an oil painting, but there you go. It's easier, I think, to see it in other people than in the mirror. In the mirror, we possibly stand a bit too close and we see all the bumpy bits and the off-colour bits. But here's my idea of a masterpiece. It's right out that door. Peter Magendie, a guy who many of you know who came here for a very long time, made this cross moulded on the hands of kids, and I think some of them are still here, that were in the children's church. Is your, one of yours up there? It's very, very cool. And what he's done is he's taken those scriptures of, you know, Jesus saying, let the little children come to me. And he's also taken, I think, that thing from Romans 6 of that we are crucified with Christ, buried with him, raised with him. And he's brought those scriptures into that symbol. And he's brought it into our lived reality here of our kids. I think it's outstanding. Often reflect on it. And this is Carolyn Curry's signature piece. It's from Luke 10, Jesus sending out the 72. It's in the corridor. We have probably the most extensive collection of Curry's outside of their house here. It's outstanding. It's that idea of when Jesus said to the 72, go out and travel and share the word and don't take much with you and go into somebody's house, and you know, that story from Luke 10. And she's brought it into New Zealand. So there's jandals and there's 10-cent pieces. There's not pineapple lumps, but that was probably an accidental omission. She's culturally grounded that scripture in our experience. Brilliant. Here's another masterpiece. Ruth and Roy know this guy well. He's their nephew. This is Mark Grantham. Some of you may know his dad, Chris. He's got cerebral palsy. And for something exceeding the last 20 years, he's sat outside that shop at Newmarket selling chocolates. And in doing that, he's raised about $40,000. And that $40,000 goes to the 5 World Vision kids that he supports. Yeah, he's got a QSM now, Queen's Service Medal. It's brilliant. And here's a picture of him visiting one of those kids in Africa. He's like the happy prince. Because actually the one thing that he's got is time. And he's dedicated that to the service of other people. It's a beautiful thing. Now, on the wall of my office is this picture, which is a bit of a rogue's gallery. You might see yourself there, Esther, Norman, and friends. This is the 2015 BMF group from this church. By my count, at least 4 of them have now passed on to glory. There's at least 1,000 years of faithful service in that picture, here and overseas. And one of these saints said to me once, you know, Rod, I love what you're doing, but I'm tired. But you know, I can still pray. And that's really significant. Who we are becoming, what we do, shows the beauty of God in our lives. We have different gifts. You saw Phil Bennett's profound gift of sidestepping earlier in my little clip from 1973. We have art. Although I got 14% in my art exam year 11. Didn't pursue the subject after that. art, the love of someone like Mark Grantham, the missional service of people like these, and prayer. They are all beautiful things. But there's an interesting other dimension to this passage. We can do the good things. It's not just do good things, it's do the good things that he planned for us long ago. There's a level of specificity about that. It's not just go around and be general do-gooders. It's actually, I've got a script for you. What is the good that only you can do? There will be people in your life that only you can connect to. In terms of the gospel, in terms of encouragement, in terms of being Jesus too, that I wouldn't be able to get anywhere near. The defenses would just be too high, but they love you and they trust you. And you will have gifts. My brother that I've talked about a lot is in care because he's got psychiatric and intellectual disabilities. His carers are extraordinary. Their patience, I wouldn't last there 4 hours. I'd want to kill them. But they have extraordinary patience, they have extraordinary gifts, and that is to the glory of God of what they're doing. What are your gifts? What do you bring? What can you do? And I think the best example of this is in Scripture. It's that story of the woman who bought the very expensive perfume and started anointing Jesus' feet. And Judas goes, waste of money, we could have given that to the poor. And Jesus could have said, no, you wanted to line your own pockets, but he didn't say that. What he said is, the poor you will always have with you, me you will only have now. So the good that we can always do needs to make way for the good that we can only do and we can only do now. And if you think about that in terms of a global sense, most of us are the happy prince. I own my own house, I have a mortgage on it. I own a car. That makes me in world terms vastly wealthy. Probably top couple of percent of people on the planet. I live in a society which has a social welfare safety net, which means I will not starve if everything gets burnt down. I'm not scared of the police or the authorities. A lot of people in the world cannot say that. And I live in a culture, in a society, where the problem of food scarcity, fuel and shelter are largely, broadly solved. If there's a famine next year, we will not starve. We can't say that for the two-thirds world. They need us. As much as anything, I think, in my visits there, to know that they're not forgotten. And I think we need them. That we don't become this happy prince living behind walls, completely oblivious to what's going on, the human suffering that's gone outside of us. And the reason I would pitch to you to give to these guys and not just drop it into the World Vision bucket or whatever, all worthy things. New Zealand Baptists have been in some parts of Asia for well over 100 years. We have medical facilities, we have outreach programs for education, we have ministry preparation. We have vast reach into those countries that we've been for so long that other agencies cannot touch the sides of. So there is a bunch of good that only we, 30,000 New Zealand Baptists, and of that about a third do this appeal. So let's say there's 10,000 of us in this country can touch those places, can help those peoples, can build on what has been done in some cases since the 1890s. That is the good that only we can do, that only we have the opportunity to do. So could I urge you, as you go home, remember the good that you have, be grateful for it, and think what that might mean for you. I'm going to play a video now, which I think for me sums up a lot of the value of what Transcend does.
No, there are two main languages that people here speak, what we call the head language and the heart language. And for the past couple of years, we've been developing a program of daily recordings in this heart's language, the language that is closest to people's hearts. And so each of these daily recordings includes a short reading from the Word, an explanation of what's been read, and then a song in the local style. And the intention of this program is to be a real encouragement to the people here to grow in and to continue in their walk with the Father. So we've been distributing these recordings in two main ways. For those with smartphones, we send it out each day on a popular messaging app. This is in partnership with another organization here. And so each day people receive that day's recording on their smartphone and they can listen to that wherever they are. For those who don't have smartphones, we've been distributing it on a very simple little MP3 player that looks like this, that we hand out for a small donation. And that has all the recordings loaded onto it, and they can listen to as much or as little as they want each day. And so we just wanted to say thank you so much for your support, that your support allows this project to happen. And so we wanted to share with you just a few stories of the sort of impact that this program of recordings is having on people's lives here.
They are giving people little MP3 players, which have got sermons and worship songs, and so as they're working their way through their day, they've got the ability to be sculpted as God's masterpiece. It's a beautiful thing. The woman in particular that's in this clip, she ain't got many teeth, but she's got two ears, and she's got this wonderful Christian heart, and it's what we are giving to when we give to Transcend. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Amen. Thank you.